Chapter 4, Rise of the Tiles. He entered his room that was spacious. His family was rich and owned 3 companies that were very famous.
"I'm home, Mom," said Roy.
"Where have you been, Roy?"
"You've been gone for 2 days," said his mom.
"The tiles sent me to the moon."
"Don't blame me, blame the tile," said Roy.
"Son, are you okay?" his mom panicked.
"Yes, I'm fine. Astronauts found me before I ran out of air," said Roy calmly.
"Well, your father has been looking for you a while, but we found a cherry blossom tree," said Roy's mom.
"Cherry blossom? They were extinct 1,392 years ago," yelled Roy.
The news suddenly turned on, showing a large humanoid tile monster destroying Massachusetts and is heading for New York. And though the troops cannot do much to the large 300-foot monster, and there was people evacuating, and they sent in the tanks and jets to destroy the monster. It did some damage, but it still needs more damage to collapse.
"What's that?" asked the passenger. "It looks weird. Does New York have a new statue?" asked the passenger.
And then everybody was talking, so one of the staff had to go into the pilot cabin and tell the pilot about it.
"Attention passengers, we are heading to the... wait, where?
Oh, we are going to land in Florida because of a minor disturbance in New York," said the pilot on the comms.
"Hey, we played Go New York,"
complained the passenger.
"Yeah,"
said another. And then all of the passengers were very angry, so the staff had to stop them from getting to the pilots so they can complain.